This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Hotly quiet, and the breeze seems not to blow. One would think the sand was resting, but you'll find this is not so. It is whispering, softly whispering, as it slowly moves along. And for those who stop and listen, it will sing this mournful song of sidewinders and of the horned toads, of the thorny chaparral. Endless sunny days and moonlit nights, and coyotes' lonely yell. How the stars seem you could touch them as you lay and gaze on high. At the heavens where we're hoping we'll be going when we die. Yes, it always whispers to me of the days of long ago, when the settlers and the miners, when they fought the crafty Navajo, how the cattle roamed the valley. Happy people worked the land, and now everything is covered by the shifting, whispering sands. How the miner left his buckboard, went to work his claims that day, and the burros, they broke their halters when they thought he had gone to stay. Wandered far in search of water, onto old Sidewinder's well. And there their bones picked clean by buzzards that were circling when they fell. How they found the aged miner lying dead upon the sand. After months, they could but wonder if he died by human hand. So they dug his grave and laid him on his back and crossed his hands. And his secret still is hidden by the shifting, whispering sands. This is what they whispered to me on the quiet desert air, of the people and of the cattle, and the miner lying there. If you want to learn their secrets, wander through this quiet land, and I'm sure you'll hear the story of the shifting, whispering sands.
Thank you.
During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out, but this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I have been on the march for about 6 days. I have neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven, and the jack of knaves is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So, you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, the story is true. I know. I was that soldier.
And then in the spring of 1917, the U.S. Congress voted for war. The socialists met in St. Louis that same April and issued what was known as the St. Louis Resolution. "We call upon the workers of all countries to refuse support to their governments in their wars." Some were sympathetic to the strong socialist and union movements in Germany in a struggle against Tsarist barbarism. Others felt it was just a distracting disturbance between Russian and German militaries. The Lower East Side was split. The pressure to support their new country was great. Not that pogroms by the Brooklyn Bridge were feared, though the dirk-tined, rioting peasant's rake was not that far in the past. The Wilson administration generated war hysteria. Scott Nearing, Eugene Debs went to jail. The government threatened the mailing rights of the Jewish Daily Forward and other socialist papers opposing the war. And then it was different after the war. There was hideous inflation and FOB, fear of Bolsheviks, and many Mehemic forces were set against the Lower East Side socialist zone. The anti-red hysteria was nationwide. The Wobblies were crushed, the Strikers of Seattle crushed, the Palmer raids, federal troops used to club down honest dispute, Emma Goldman deported, 5 socialists expelled from the New York legislature, and the socialist Victor Berger banned from his seat in the Congress. There was a split in the Socialist Party in 1919 and the birth of the Communist Party. You think there was factionalism in the 1960s. The factions of 1920 hissed like 35,000 ganders in an Amanita valley. And a democratic socialist in the 20s and 30s was wedged in pain among the sharp-tongued Moscow leftists and sharp-tongued, bitter-shitter rightists. Oh, they failed spread the East Side Zone into a broader country of psychopathic land boomers and smug townies who thought they could hog the keys to the sky. And there was the fact that a climate of lectures and rallies can aid in the first rough forward step, but rarely the second. And they knew with all the hurt of their years how the socialist fervor fell. And the failure of those who had seen the socialist dawn to break it from sea to sea. Most of them fled the rubbly slums, and tens of thousands more. For few there are who joy to live in dirt. They joked how the ships brought the greenhorns to Rutgers Square, as the moving vans took the radicals to the Bronx. For most, the game was to get out, but for some, like Congressman London, the East Side was the world in which to stay. He was there all his life till killed by a car as he crossed Second Avenue. Shelley had Keats in his pocket. London had Chekhov. Oh, they failed, but I can hear their ghosts walk down the cobbles outside the St. Mark's Church. The poets, the strikers, the printers, the firebrands, the leafleteers. Comrades, when that word had its glow, with the passion justice that never fades away. Though heartbreak to know that they had failed to make a new world inside the new world at century's turn. They were the Yiddish-speaking socialists of the Lower East Side. La 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 la. Oh, new world. Indigasen and Tsudemasen in the new world. They were the Yiddish-speaking socialists of the Lower East Side.
מקיפים אותו, סובבים אותו, 360 מעלות סביבו. רואה אותם, החיים שלהם, עד הפרטים הקטנים ביותר. יש לו שיטה שעוזרת לו לראות את כל הפרטים, את כולם ביחד, 360 מעלות מסביבו. הוא מחלק את העיגולים האלה לתאים. כל אחד רוצה חלק ליד השמש. זה עוזר לו לראות אותם יותר טוב. זה עוזר להם לבנות היררכיה ביניהם. כולם רוצים מקום מתחת לשמש. כל אחד מקבל חלק שווה, ותמיד הם רוצים עוד. הפחותים במעמד מקבלים 3 מטרים ו-50 סנטימטרים. אחריהם יש גדולים יותר, חשובים יותר, מקבלים 7 מטר. אני רוצה לקווה שהתורה יכול להיות יותר חזק ויותר גדול. הוא רואה אותם מהשם היו קטנים, הוא מכיר אותם. הוא רואה איך שהם נהיים גדולים יותר, חשובים יותר, שמנים יותר. הם מאבדים צלם. כדי שכבר יש להם 10 מטר ו-50 סנטימטר. אחריהם מגיעים החשובים היותר, 14 מטרים. יש כמה שמה למעלה, יש שלהם 17 מטר, 50 סנטימטר, זה הכי הרבה שאתה יכול לשים. אבל למעלה שם, לפעמים מרגישים רוח חזה, הם לא יודעים למה. הם לא יודעים שזה הוא. אותו אחד שמסתכל עליהם ללא הפסק, הוא זה שיש להם את הכוחות להזיז רוחות. הם ממציא להם את הזמן, ככה שהם לא יודעים מה קורה בחוץ. שכחו. הם לא יודעים כמה זמן הם בפנים, ולא יודעים כמה זמן הם יישארו. שכחו. הוא מחלק את הזמן שלו לשנייה אחרי שנייה. העיניים מתחילות לזוז במהירות, דקות. שעה אחר שעה. לב שלא דופק ולא הפסק, ימים ולילות. הם חיים לפי הזמן שלו. נקודות אדומות מראות זמן דמיוני. הוא מכיר את כל הגינולים שלהם, כל פינות המסתור, את כל הדברים, הדרכים הגלויות. מכיר את הפינות, מסדרונות, חדרים, חלונות. מכיר את התנהגותם הבהמית, מכיר את העדינות שלהם המוסתרת. מכיר את הסובלנות, ומכיר את חוסר האפשרות להתפשר. כשאף אחד לא רואה אותו, הוא הולך במעגלים ואוסף שיירים, כל מה שהם כבר לא צריכים. חתיכות מסטיק דוקות לקיר, הודעות מנייר שנפלו, כיסאות שבורים, מחשבים ישנים, חלקי טלפון פצועים. אשפה שאף אחד לא חושב שאפשר לעשות איתה משהו. ומתחת לאדמה יש לו ארמון, ארמון שהוא בנה מכל החלקים האלה, ארמון שיופיו מעבר. בסביב לארמון הזה זורמים מפלי מים, מהמים הקדושים ביותר שאפשר לדמיין. הוא מכיר כל פינה וחדר אצלהם, אבל הוא אף פעם לא לקח מקלחת אצלהם. הוא לא צריך את המים שלהם, הוא לא צריך את השתייה שלהם. יש לו הכל, הוא רק מסתכל עליהם, בוחן אותם. הוא מגלה את מפלתם, רואה אותם נופלים מטה, מאבדים כוחות. הוא רואה אותם חולמים שיום אחד הם יקבלו חדר ליד השמש. לפעמים הוא רואה את הדברים המוזרים ביותר. הוא רואה אנשים שלא שייכים, והם הולכים במעגלים ולא יודעים לאן הם הולכים. הולכים במעגלים. לפעמים נכנסים 20 לתוך חדר של 3 מטר, 50 סנטימטר הקטן ביותר, והוא מחכה. הוא מחכה שיום אחד הם ילחמו, יום אחד כל אחד מהם ירצה חדר של 17 מטר, 50 סנטימטר, וככה הוא לא יוכל לרצות אותם. הוא מחכה. הוא מסתכל עליהם, על הכסף שלהם, על החיים שהוא נותן להם, על הפינות, המעגלים. הוא מחלק אותם לתאים, ככה שהוא יוכל לראות אותם יותר טוב, את הפרטים שלהם, הגילונים, חייהם המסכנים. דקה אחר דקה, שעות, ימים, לילות, שנים, הוא מביט בהם, עיניו מייצרות אור. לא רואה צללים, הוא רואה הכל.
Beyond the sunset, oh blissful morning, when with our Savior, heaven is begun. Earth's toiling ended. Oh, glorious dawning. Beyond the sunset, when day is done. Beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storms will threaten, no fears annoy. Oh, day of gladness, oh, day unended, beyond the sunset, eternal joy. Beyond the sunset, a hand will guide me to God the Father, whom I adore. His glorious presence, His words of welcome will be my portion on that fair shore. Beyond the sunset, oh glad reunion with our dear loved ones who've gone before. In that fair homeland, we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset, forever, evermore.
Thank you. resonance101.com to find out how.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.